This morning on WCHL, an effort by local law enforcement to honor a former officer has prompted an outpouring of support from police officers across the country.
She asked him what he wanted for Christmas and said he wanted the police department. And, of course, that kind of broke all of our hearts.
Investigation continues into a shooting last Tuesday in Hillsboro. And we have just about reached the end of 2014. And as one year ends and a new year begins, we're taking the time to look back on the year that was. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carbrill traffic and weather together in WCHL Championship Sports. Tonight at 7 o'clock, the UNC men's basketball team wraps up its non-conference slate against William and Mary. And
will ESPN please take Lou Holtz off the air?
That's this morning in Art Shansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carbrough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning, 6:07 and 39 degrees. I'm Chip Hamlin, substituting for Ron Stutz on the WCHL Tuesday Morning News. An effort by local law enforcement to honor a former officer has prompted an outpouring of support from police officers across the country. Officer Tom Mitchell was diagnosed with a brain tumor in 2011 and medically retired from the Chapel Hill Police Department after 16 years of service. Friend and former colleague Officer Eric Dallin says the tumor has robbed Mitchell of his short-term memory, but not his love of the job.
Tom suffers from some confusion sometimes, still believes he's in law enforcement, even though he has to medically retire and gets up and puts his uniform on to go to work, and his mother has to tell him that he had the day off.
This month, after several medical setbacks, Mitchell was placed into hospice care. His mother told friends and family Mitchell had one request.
She asked him what he wanted for Christmas, and he said he wanted the police department. And, of course, that kind of broke all of our hearts.
Dallin put out a statewide call to find a way to make Mitchell's wish come true.
I thought to myself, how do we grant Tom the wish of giving him, quote, the police department for Christmas? And basically asked everybody in the state of North Carolina, all 100 counties, that they would share with Tom something that is representative of the word family or something that represents their commitment to service in their communities.
He says the response has been overwhelming. The department has received everything from patches and badges to blankets, helmets, and handcuff keys. As the donations continue to pour in, word has spread nationwide, prompting local law enforcement officials from all across the country to have sent in mementos for Officer Mitchell. Dallin says the family is honored with the outpouring of love.
They are just really honored and speechless. There's just not words that can what that type of support means to a family that's really struggling with the things that the Mitchell family is struggling with.
Mitchell joined the Chapel Hill Police Department in 1995. Dallin was sworn in about 2 years later. He describes Mitchell as someone with a giant heart who's always among the first to make anyone feel welcome. The police department is still collecting items, and Dallin says that officers will likely make multiple deliveries to the family in the coming days. An investigation is ongoing into a shooting last Tuesday in Hillsboro. With an update, WCHL's Blake Hodge.
A shooting was reported in Hillsboro on the afternoon of Tuesday, December 23rd. Lieutenant Davis Trimmer with the Hillsboro Police Department explains.
We had a shooting incident that occurred on Torrain Street in Hillsboro. And what we know so far is that several shots were fired and three people were injured as a result of the shooting.
Lieutenant Trimmer says that all of the victims received medical attention for their wounds at Duke University Medical Center.
Two were slightly injured. They were treated and released from the hospital, and I believe that the third one was treated at the hospital and released either the next day or the day after.
Lieutenant Trimmer adds that they are still looking into the details of the incident at this time.
We're still trying to run down exactly what it was that occurred in this incident. And the three that were injured, it's possible that there was more than them involved, but at this point, we think that those were the only ones involved.
The police department is still following several tips in the case as well, according to Lieutenant Trimmer.
We have some leads that we're exploring in this, and some idea of who might have been involved, but the investigation is definitely ongoing.
And if you have any information that would be helpful to the Hillsborough Police Department in their investigation into the shooting from the afternoon of December 23rd that left three victims wounded, please contact law enforcement. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The number 9 news story of the year in our year in review here on WCHL was next. WCHL News Time, 611.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a... no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device needs military standards for water and shock resistance, submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes, rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
More rewards, not more rules. That's what you can expect from our Visa Bonus Rewards Card. With the Visa Bonus Rewards Card, earn points that you can redeem for your choice of cash back, travel, and more. Plus, get $25 cash back with your first purchase. More rewards, not more rules. Apply today at any Bank of North Carolina branch or on our website. For details and full disclosure, go to bankofnc.com. Subject to credit approval. Member FDIC.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary 4-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing and we can say we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time at 6:13. We have just about reached the end of 2014, and as 1 year ends and a new year begins, we're taking the time to look back on the year that was. For the next 2 weeks, as part of our annual WCHL Year in Review, we'll be counting down the top 10 news stories and the top 10 newsmakers of 2014 here in our local community, continuing today with number 9. The year 2014 saw the worst outbreak of Ebola that the world has ever seen. As the deadly virus spread through parts of West Africa and beyond, members of the UNC community rallied to help. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has the story.
Dr. William Fisher is a pulmonary and critical care physician at UNC Hospitals. He traveled to Guinea in May with the World Health Organization to help battle Ebola. In the 3.5 weeks Dr. Fisher spent there, he encountered between 30 and 50 patients suffering from the virus. Only 7 survived.
One of the most difficult things about Ebola is that it doesn't just kill people, but it wipes out their families.
The disease flourished in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. A handful of cases also spread to Nigeria, Mali, Senegal, Spain, and the United States. Again, Dr. Fisher.
You know, increasingly we're becoming a much more interconnected world, and people are much more mobile. And that mobility is sustaining this epidemic.
Concerns that international travel would spread Ebola even farther prompted reaction from state and federal agencies as well as local authorities. In October, UNC administrators announced that students would be prohibited from visiting the 3 West African countries affected by the Ebola outbreak, while faculty and staff must get permission from university officials before travel to those countries. Meanwhile, Orange County Emergency Services officials took steps to protect the public in the unlikely event Ebola emerged here. Here's Emergency Services Director Jim Groves.
We're being as proactive as we can. We're not going to limit our response to take care of the public. Everything that we're doing right here is just to be prepared.
In addition to sending medical resources to West Africa, UNC researchers stepped up with information technology as well. In November, the WiderNet project launched an Ebola Emergency Response Library initiative, featuring resources to help stop the spread of the disease in a format that can easily be shared. While Ebola has dropped from the news headlines in recent weeks, the outbreak is still raging in Liberia and Sierra Leone. Health workers like Dr. Fisher continue to call on the world to do more.
I don't see this ending anytime soon, unfortunately, and I do think that we are going to have to dedicate, and we should dedicate, a tremendous amount of resources, both from a material perspective as well as from a human infrastructure perspective, in order to stop this outbreak before it gets even worse.
Since the outbreak began in March, the epidemic has infected 17,000 people and killed more than 6,300 to date. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Keep it tuned to WCHL throughout the next 2 weeks as we continue to count down our top 10 news stories and newsmakers of the year, and be on the watch for our annual Year in Review special airing throughout the next couple of weeks. 6:16, the time now for WCHL traffic. This report brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Right now, the roadways are looking pretty clear. However, it is damp once again this morning. We had rain yesterday. We had rain last night. We're expecting more rain today, in fact, and it's going to get colder tonight with temperatures dipping below freezing. So if you're on the roadways this morning, watch out and bundle up and be prepared for some wet weather. This report brought to you by the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. WCHL weather is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. For today, cloudy skies, rain or drizzle likely, mainly this morning. And it will be cooler, as I mentioned a moment ago. Temperature will stay steady in the upper 30s. Tonight, it's going to be partly cloudy and cold, lows in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Highs, though, will only be in the mid-40s. And for New Year's Eve night, mostly clear and cold, lows in the lower 20s. For New Year's Day, it will be sunny outside with highs in the upper 40s. And then for Thursday night, partly cloudy, and again, it will be cold with lows in the mid-20s. Looking ahead to Friday, it's going to be cloudy outside with highs in the upper 40s. Right now, it is 39 outside. This report brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece that you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jewelers in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. WCHL Championship Sports is brought to you by GEICO. Last night in ACC basketball, it was number 2 Duke winning as the Blue Devils defeated Toledo in their final non-conference game of the year, 86-69. The final, Duke is now 11-0, the second-ranked Blue Devils start off conference play coming up on Saturday. Also in the ACC yesterday, Boston College defeated UMass Lowell by a score of 70-47. Meanwhile, in the top 25, it was number 7 Gonzaga winning over San Diego 60-48, and 11th-ranked Texas holds off Rice 66-55. Moving on to the three bowl games that took place yesterday, it was not a good day for the Big 12, to say the least. Number 17 Clemson pounds Oklahoma 40-6. The Tigers win the Russell Athletic Bowl in Orlando, and Clemson finishes up the year 10-3. Clemson has now had four consecutive 10-win seasons, and that includes three bowl victories over LSU, Ohio State, and now Oklahoma. Elsewhere, Arkansas pounds Texas in the Texas Bowl in Houston. Razorbacks finish out the year 7-6 as they beat the Longhorns 31-7. And it was Texas A&M winning. They added to the Big 12 woes by beating West Virginia in the Liberty Bowl in Memphis yesterday by a score of 45-37. Meanwhile, coming up today, there will be two ACC teams kind of sort of in bowl action. Notre Dame will take on number 23 LSU today in the Music City Bowl in Nashville, and then number 20 Louisville will be in action in the Belk Bowl in Charlotte. They will face number 13 Georgia. Coming up tonight at 10 o'clock, it will be Maryland going up against Stanford. That will be in the Foster Farms Bowl in Santa Clara, California. It was Black Monday yesterday in the NFL, and three pink slips handed out to NFL coaches, perhaps more to come. Atlanta fired head coach Mike Smith. Smith, in 7 years on the job in Atlanta, he compiled a 66-46 record over 7 years, but he went 10-22 over the last 2 years. Meanwhile, the Chicago Bears completely cleaned house. They fire their head coach, Mark Trestman, along with their general manager, Bill Emery. Trestman had been on the job in the Windy City for two seasons. And the New York Jets have fired their head coach, Rex Ryan, and general manager, John Idzik. Ryan led the New York Jets to two appearances in the AFC Championship game in his first 2 years on the job. In other coaching news, just a couple of days after it was announced that Jim Harbaugh was parting ways with the San Francisco 49ers, it's being reported by several outlets this morning that Harbaugh will be introduced today at a new news conference as the brand new head coach of the Michigan Wolverines. NBA from last night, the Milwaukee Bucks defeated the Charlotte Hornets in overtime by a score of 104-94. Kemba Walker once again leads the Hornets with 28 points. Charlotte now 10-22 on the year. The Chicago Bulls now have won seven in a row. They defeated the Indiana Pacers last night, 92-90. Jimmy Butler once again leads the Bulls in scoring with 27 points. Elsewhere, it was Mason Plumlee with 22 points as the Brooklyn Nets defeated Sacramento 107-99. Elsewhere, Orlando defeated the Miami Heat by a score of 102-101. Washington wins on the road at Houston 104-103. And the Los Angeles Clippers beat the Utah Jazz for the 15th consecutive time. Blake Griffin with 24 points, and the Clippers defeat Utah by a score of 101-97. In the NHL last night, it was the Carolina Hurricanes. They wind up losing to the Montreal Canadiens by a score of 3-1, so the Canes still have the worst point total in the Eastern Conference with 24 points. Going back to the NFL, Dominican Sue of the Detroit Lions has been suspended for the Lions playoff game coming up this weekend against the Dallas Cowboys. Sue stepped on the ankle of Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers on Sunday. The NFL deemed that as intentional and announced that Sue will miss the game. Sue is spending his final year on contract with the Lions, so this could very well be his final game with the Lions. This report is brought to you by Geico.
And he hits Davis 40 yards downfield. Touchdown! What a huge grab. Let's see that again in slow motion. Going up, feet are inbounds, and he's pulling out his phone to get a free rate quote from Geico? So he could save hundreds of dollars on his car insurance. While he pulls down the ball with the other hand. Phenomenal. That was one for the highlight reel, folks. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We have the UNC men's basketball team in action tonight here on WCHL. The Tar Heels will go up against William & Mary. We'll talk to Steve Kirshner, the Associate Athletic Director for Communications for UNC, about that game as the Tar Heels will close out 2014 with that game against the Tribe coming up tonight. Our coverage here on WCHL will begin at 5:30 with countdown to tip-off. Also today, the UNC women's basketball team will play at Carmichael Arena. They have a rare weekday game against Albany, and the Tar Heels will play at 2 o'clock today. You can see that game, and you can hear it as well, on Go Heels TV. You can find that on the GoHeels.com website. Again, Sylvia Hatchell's Tar Heels going up against Albany today at 2 o'clock. UNC will also play Friday, another weekday game. They'll play East Tennessee State Friday at 2 o'clock. Right now it's 6:24. 39 outside. Time now for the Osgood File.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood. More and more, and this year more than ever, many of the Christmas tree lights you see are not conventional bulbs, but light-emitting diodes, or LEDs. Did you know this same source of light could revolutionize farming, bring it indoors and upwards? Our CBS News colleague Dean Reynolds visited a so-called vertical farm in Portage, Indiana. It sure doesn't look anything like a farm, Dean.
Do not be confused by the drab facade of the warehouse in this Northwest Indiana Industrial Park. It's a farm, and it could well be the future.
As we will hear after this. There are many ways to see the wonders of Europe, but let me tell you about the best. Viking River Cruises. Aboard a Viking River cruise, you enjoy a breathtaking tour of one of the great rivers of Europe, such as the Danube or the Rhine, in style and comfort, while you see legendary cities and attractions one after the other. With Viking River Cruises, you enjoy the comforts of a deluxe hotel. Most of the rooms and suites have balconies or verandas. The ship is designed to be spacious and open, so you don't miss a moment of the majestic countryside and historic castles as you sail down the river. Each Viking River cruise carries fewer than 200 passengers. Your outstanding crew and onboard concierge are all at your service. That's why I want to get you aboard a Viking River cruise, to enjoy the experience of a lifetime and explore the world in comfort. To learn more, visit VRC.com or call 1-800-207-7289. That's VRC.com or call 1-800-207-7289. About this vertical indoor LED-lit farm that Dean Reynolds visited, what sort of vegetables are they growing, Dean?
Arugula and parsley, basil, kale, and other greens that grace our plates.
We grow 9 varieties of lettuces. Here's some cilantro.
That's Robert Colangelo, the founder of Green Sense Farms.
And this is how he does it, the light-emitting diode, or LED.
It gives you a very concentrated amount of light. It burns much cooler, and it's much more energy efficient.
No sun, no problem.
We take weather out of the equation. We can grow year-round, and we can harvest year-round.
That means that the snowbound Midwest consumer doesn't always have to look to California for lettuce in the winter or any other time. They can get Colangelo's produce at the local grocery at a consistent price.
As for quality,
Thai basil is amazing.
Scott Hinkle, a local chef, says the sunless harvest tastes great. With less water and fertilizer, fewer workers, and no gasoline, it's more economical to grow greens this way than on the traditional farm. No bugs here, so no pesticides. No weeds, so no herbicides. And Colangelo really knows his plants.
But is he cheating nature?
We're making nature better.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Visit Our Local Deals Hot Holiday Deals page and save at least half off now through December 31st. One of the merchants you'll find is Aiden's Pizza in Carrboro. Aiden's Pizza is committed to making the finest pizza with the freshest ingredients in the Carrboro Chapel Hill area for pickup or delivery. A voucher for any one of Aiden's large specialty pizzas would make a perfect stocking stuffer. And at Our Local Deal, they're half off. That's right, an $18 value for $9. Shop online, shop local, and save big for the holidays.
Right now, 628 here on 97.9 FM WCHL. I'm Jeff Hamlin, and thanks for joining us again this morning. Ron will be back coming up on Monday. Looking back on this day in entertainment history, on this day in 1999, an intruder broke into George Harrison's home outside London and stabbed Harrison and his wife. Michael Abram was later found innocent by reason of insanity. Why would you do that to George Harrison, one of the most peaceful people you could have ever met? Just don't get that one at all. Composer and lyricist Richard Rodgers passed away on this day in 1979 at the age of 77. Of course, his musicals include The King and I and The Sound of Music, which is one of the more traditional things you'll see nowadays this time of year. You'll see The Sound of Music, you'll see Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I don't know what the deal was with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer this year, but everywhere I went, the monster from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was fashionable this year. People had the monster, the big snowman, up as a Christmas character. They had him as an action figure. They put him on their front doors. I don't know what the deal was with that. And The Sound of Music is something else you see all the time, too. So, anyhow, yeah, Richard Rodgers passing away on this day. Gosh, hard to believe now. It's been, what, 25 years? Man alive. All right, it is 6:29 here on 97.9 FM WCHL. We'll have another look at the news coming up in just a second. We'll have our number 9 person in our year review, the number 9 newsmaker, coming up in just a second. Also, we'll have more national news. But first, WCHL weather, and that's brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. For today, cloudy. Rain or drizzle likely, mainly this morning. It will be cooler today as the temperature will stay steady in the upper 30s. For tonight, partly cloudy and cold. We're expecting lows in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, for New Year's Eve, during the day, it's going to be very nice. Mostly sunny with highs in the mid-40s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear and cold, lows in the low 20s. Right now, 39. This report brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, the home of dreams service. Where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep, dream service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off of I-40 at the 751 exit. WCHL News Time is at 6:31.
CBS News Updates, I'm Gary Nunn. Search crews have given no indication any of the 162 people aboard Air Asia Flight 8501 survived the crash in the Java Sea off the coast of Borneo. At least 40 bodies have been recovered, numerous pieces of debris found, according to the Indonesian Navy. Grief and tears among the families of those aboard the plane have been waiting at Surabaya Airport.
Just desperation everywhere.
Rescue expert David Mearns.
It's always tragic news to get this confirmed for the families, but it's what's going to lead them to finding the plane and what caused this crash.
CBS Aviation Transportation Safety Analyst Mark Rosenker.
We are going to have an opportunity to tighten up that search area where we will ultimately find the black boxes.
Aviation expert Mike Vivian.
What we have here is a relatively shallow area of water, so the task is going to be accomplished, I suspect, relatively quickly.
The USS Sampson has joined the search and the recovery. CBS News Updates, I'm Gary Nunn.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning, 6:32 and 39 degrees. I'm Jeff Hamlin, substituting for Ron Stutz on the WCHL Tuesday Morning News. We have just about reached the end of 2014, and as one year ends, a new year begins, and we're taking the time to look back on the year that was. For the next 2 weeks, as part of our annual WCHL Year in Review, we'll be counting down the top 10 news stories and the top 10 newsmakers of 2014 here in our local community, continuing today with number 9. This year saw the worst outbreak of Ebola the world has ever seen. We'll talk about that a little bit later on, but also a beloved Hillsborough landmark has fallen into disrepair. And in 2014, its owner asked the town for permission to demolish it. Citizens rallied against that idea, and the Colonial Inn remains standing in shabby condition while stakeholders debate its future. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on our number 9 newsmaker, the owner of the Colonial Inn, businessman Francis Henry.
Henry told members of the Historic District Commission at an August 6th town barn meeting that he wasn't necessarily planning to tear down the 176-year-old Colonial Inn. He said he just wanted the town of Hillsborough to make the option available to him.
This application is based on the fact that I have a homeowner has certain rights.
But the 30 citizens who packed the town barn and the 100 who demonstrated outside on the lawn before the meeting had other ideas, represented by this remark by Hillsborough District Commission Chair Mark Bell, who recused himself from voting that night because he'd been involved in 4 unsuccessful offers to buy the inn from Henry.
I encourage the HCC to deny the application to demolish this historic structure. Grassy lot means nothing to Hillsborough. Preservation will only end in everything.
The two-story Colonial Inn on West King Street was built in 1838 to accommodate travelers. It remained open for decades. Many living residents of Hillsborough, past and current, have fond memories of Sunday dinners there, or of parties and wedding receptions. Henry bought the property at auction in 2001. Since then, he and the town of Hillsborough have waged a back-and-forth legal battle over the upkeep of the deteriorating building. Here's town of Hillsborough planner Stephanie Trueblood.
It's a very important building in Hillsborough. It's got a very long and significant history in this town, and the Historic District Commission has the authority under state statute to deny a demolition request for that building.
Francis E. Henry is notoriously reluctant to speak to the media. The UNC graduate, who lettered in Tar Heels soccer from 1964 to 1966, has donated generously to UNC athletics over the years, and the school's lacrosse and field hockey stadium bears his name. As writer Bob Burtman reported in an August issue of the Independent Weekly, Henry has been sued several times. Plaintiffs include an ex-landlord, former partners in the now-defunct Rathskeller off Franklin Street, and a fraternity that sold him the historic Martin Day House in Chapel Hill. All of the litigants claim that Henry owed them money. Henry's August 6th request for demolition rights to the Colonial Inn was denied by the HDC. He has rejected all offers to buy the inn so far, dismissing them as unserious. As 2014 ends, the fate of the Colonial Inn remains uncertain, and Francis Henry remains enigmatic. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Keep it tuned to WCHL throughout the next 2 weeks as we continue the countdown. Our top 10 news stories and newsmakers of the year. And be on the watch for our annual Year in Review special, airing throughout the next couple of weeks. The 19th-ranked UNC men's basketball team is 9-3 overall, and they wrap up its non-conference slate tonight against 6-4 William & Mary. The Tar Heels' final tune-up before ACC play is slated for a 7 o'clock tip inside the Smith Center. And with a preview, WCHL's Matt Oaks.
With ACC action on the horizon, UNC head coach Roy Williams is emphasizing the importance of getting some good work in during this final week of 2014.
This coming week will be a really good week for us because it's the first time in quite a while, really, that we've had that we'll be able to get some practice time. We had no practice time hardly at all before Kentucky, and then a week off this time, so next week it'll be extremely important for us.
But practice alone can't always simulate the stresses and strains encountered in a competitive game. Luckily for the Tar Heels, they get a chance to face off with the Tribe of William and Mary, whose proclivity for the three-point shot should get UNC's full attention. In fact, over the past five contests, William and Mary has been shooting at a 44.6% clip from three-point range. Tribe head coach and former Tar Heel Tony Shaver will be hoping the hot shooting continues against his alma mater. As for the Tar Heels, junior forward Bryce Johnson says the team must play with more of a sense of urgency Tuesday night.
Let's play with a little more sense of urgency on the defensive end. I mean, didn't fly around as much as we should have, but in some spurts of the game, we did do those type of things, and I mean, we really did well during those times of the game that we did do that.
Coach Williams says the confidence needs to continue to build for young shooters like freshman Justin Jackson, who's been hesitant to pull the trigger on open looks far too much for his coach's liking.
I got mad at him because Marcus wanted to shoot the ball. Everybody wanted to shoot it, and he didn't shoot it, so I screamed at him, told him to shoot the ball or come over and sit down. So the next two times he got it, he shot it, and I think that was really good for him, but it was also really good for our team. We need somebody to step up, and I said all year I think he's really going to be a good shooter, and I think those were big for his confidence.
Now 12 games into the season, Coach Williams says he's making no excuses for the trio of talented Tar Heel freshmen, Jackson, Joel Berry, and Theo Pinson.
12 games now, so he should be more comfortable, and yet I agree with you that they are freshmen, and you've got to understand that, but I'm trying to push him through that because kids sometimes they'll keep using that as an excuse, and I don't want that.
On the other side of the experience spectrum, William and Mary senior sharpshooter Marcus Thornton is averaging 19.3 points per game on a laser-like 48.8% shooting. Expect Thornton to throw the deep ball up early and often Tuesday night, but the Tar Heels are hoping to counter with a perimeter assault of their own. Junior point guard Marcus Page says knocking down shots from behind the arc completely changes the dynamics of the UNC offense.
Yeah, it's really important. And then, you know, some games it might not be Justin. It might have to be Nate or Joel or Theo, you know. But just having somebody that can knock down shots, just it really dictates how we could play offensively because it's hard to pound the ball inside when teams pack it in. You know, so when we have a couple outside shots go in, we can attack lanes. We can throw the ball into Kennedy and Bryce and give them room to, you know, make their plays.
Carolina leads the all-time series with William and Mary 19-3 and decisively won the most recent meeting 85-60 in 2010. Matt Oaks, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Our coverage of UNC versus the Tribe comes up tonight at 5:30 with Countdown to Tip-Off. That's with Aaron Keck. And we'll have the Tar Heel Sports Network on the air at 6. Again, we want to mention the UNC women's basketball team playing inside Carmichael Arena today at 2 o'clock. They will take on 7-5 Albany. UNC is ranked number 9 in the country. Right now it is 6:39 here on 97.9 FM, WCHL. And coming up, we'll have a commentary from Ellie Kinnaird. That's straight ahead.
You wear a lot of hats during the year. You're the breadwinner, the lawnmower, the car washer, the landscaper, the sink fixer. All those hats you wear and more in your marriage to your beautiful wife. But there's one hat that I think we can safely say is the most important hat of the year. Yes, it's your Santa Claus hat. The one you wear in December when you pick out that special gift just for her. This year, let's show her there's some brilliant thinking under that hat. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. She'll know there's sheer brilliance under that hat when she opens your gift and sees it's from Grimble Jewelers. And when she lifts the lid of that little box and sees her gift twinkling up at her, something special will happen. She'll slip on her I love you hat, and you'll find her arms around you in a tight hug as she shows her appreciation for how well you wear your Santa hat. Grimble Jewelers, when it comes to the most important hat you wear, we'll make sure you wear it well. GrimbleJewelers.com, open Mondays through Saturdays in December.
We're celebrating the season of giving with the Subaru Share the Love event. I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. Because Subaru understands how much Subaru owners care about the community, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of five charities during the annual Subaru Share the Love event. Because Performance Subaru understands Subaru owners, we are offering 10% discount on service when you bring in five non-perishable food items to your appointment. Two great ways to give back this holiday season, both at Performance Subaru and Chapel Hill. Want a little extra to be thankful for this holiday season? Try adding to your Subaru family with a little wow factor, like a 2014 Subaru Impreza Wagon 2.5i Premium for an amazing $199 per month. Wow! Subaru even has financing as low as 0.9% for up to 60 months on select 2014 models. Wow!
Stock number D4894ELD02. 42-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $39.99 due at signing includes tax, tag, and $6.49 dock fee. Based on MSRP of $22,734 and selling price of $21,400. $0 security deposit. Financing with group credit. Take delivery before 12/31/2014.
The Subaru Share the Love event. PerformanceSubaru.com.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. After my Grinch commentary over the trivial war on Christmas about whether store clerks should greet shoppers with Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, I got mixed reviews. Most people chuckled, but one who apparently subscribes to the serious business of ranging on exhausted store clerks who don't say the right phrase, or condemning those awful store owners who force their clerks to say Happy Holidays, did a commentary about it. So today I want to laud those who do the real work of Christmas, who put the real meaning of both Christmas and Hanukkah into action. A miracle worker in Raleigh, Mary Brown, for 5 years has put together a free Christmas meal for the homeless and hungry at the downtown city market. Stores and restaurants donate food, and volunteers drive up with hams, chicken, cakes, and coffee, even a whole pig this year. A former NC State and professional basketball player brought hats and blankets. Others volunteered, so many that they couldn't all help serve the needy in line. The Durham Rescue Mission did the same for the 40th year. A Methodist church in North Raleigh decided to forego gifts and cards for themselves to give thousands of dollars to a school in Haiti. Our interfaith council served the homeless here in Chapel Hill. These acts of kindness were replicated all over our state and our nation. So no matter what you say, just help out in any way you can to make it a truly happy holiday for those who might not have one without you. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL. Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Carolina is currently out-rebounding opponents by almost 10 caroms per game. But there have been some moments, notably in losses to Butler and Iowa, when the Heels haven't rebounded as well as they would like. Tar Heel head coach Roy Williams feels his team should be and needs to be a better rebounding unit.
With some exceptions, the other teams haven't shot a great percentage against us. And so we still haven't rebounded as well. And I told you guys that I thought we'd be a great rebounding team, and we've been far from it. The numbers look good, but it's still, I believe what I see, regardless of what the numbers are.
Before you take that first drink of alcohol, make sure you have a plan to get home safely. Alcohol affects your judgment, even after that first drink. After a couple more, you might think you're okay to drive, but you're not. Always designate a non-drinking driver. There's no happy holiday ending to drunk driving. MAD North Carolina wishes you a safe holiday season. Visit mad.org/NC to learn how you can plan a safe party and get home safely.
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol, but it can be too late. In North Carolina, almost 27,000 violent crimes are committed every year when kids and alcohol mix. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org.
Kennedy Meeks is Carolina's leading rebounder, averaging better than 9 boards per game. And while Meeks has scored and rebounded well so far this year, Williams wants his big man to continue to elevate his game.
Proud of what he's done offensively, field goal percentage, He's stepped up and made a couple of free throw line jumpers that he's worked on. Love him to death as a kid and for how hard he's worked on his body. But defensively, he's got the consistency of his effort. The consistency of his effort is not consistent.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking.
It is 6:46 here on 97.9 FM WCHL. I'm Jeff Hamlin substituting for Ron Stutz. And it's time now for traffic. This report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. And we say hello to Nikki Morris for the first time this morning. Nikki, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jeff. I hope you are.
I am. How's traffic going this morning?
Actually, pretty light. You know, it's during the holidays, so not a lot of people out on the roadways this morning. If you happen to be going out, though, use a little extra caution. The roadways are wet. And, make sure you bring your umbrella. Looks pretty good if you're traveling 15501 either direction. No problems between Franklin Street and I-40. And once you access 40 East, if you're heading towards RTP, that looks like a clear shot from Highway 54 all the way through the Durham Freeway. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right, Nikki, thank you very much, and we'll hear lots more from you coming up this morning. Right now, this report brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Serve up fountain drink perfection daily at Cruisers. They make their fountain drinks with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees over their famous chewy ice. Guaranteed to taste great. It's Cruisers. Good to go. WCHL weather is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. For today, cloudy skies, rain or drizzle likely, mainly this morning. It will be cooler. Temperature will stay steady in the upper 30s. For tonight, partly cloudy and cold, lows in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-40s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear and cold with lows in the lower 20s. Right now, it is 39 outside. This report brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece that you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jewelers in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. Right now, it is 6:48. Time now for a look at celebrity birthdays. Sandy Koufax, the great pitcher who had to retire early and I believe only spent 7 years in the major leagues, and yet he was still so dominant he wound up in the Baseball Hall of Fame. He turned 79 today. Also, actor Fred Ward from two of the movies, The Tremors, one of them featured Kevin Bacon. He turned 72. Also celebrating a birthday today, rock singer and musician Jeff Lynne from the Electric Light Orchestra and also the Traveling Wilburys. He is 67. And TV personality Meredith Vieira turned 61. Tiger Woods, the great golfer. And even if he doesn't win a major ever again, he will be remembered for, well, he's going to be in the Golf Hall of Fame. We know that for sure. Tiger is still only 39 years old today. Happy birthday to all those folks. And also, happy birthday to our local celebrity of the day, and that is Joey Neighbors of Hillsboro. Joey, you're 41 today. Happy birthday to you. Coming up, we'll have Freddie Kiger's trivia question for today. It is Rock and Roll Tuesday, so get ready to brush up on your music knowledge right here on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Weaver Street Realty has been in business on Main Street in Carborough for 30 years and supports numerous local causes and nonprofits. Three of Weaver Street's agents, Gary Phillips, Jay Parker, and Don Bassnight, are auctioneers and conduct charity auctions throughout the year. They call them at the Cornucopia House, Carborough Art Center, the North Carolina Botanical Garden, Compass Center for Women and Families, Lerner Jewish Center, Ducks Unlimited, and the Chapel Hill Garden Club, among others. Don, Jay, and Gary of Weaver Street Realty care about our community.
Hi, I'm Mark Vitale from All About Insurance Nationwide in Chapel Hill. We have products for all of your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and we can save you money at the same time. We also have the absolute lowest rates in the Triangle for young drivers. Call us today at 919-933-4255. 4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard and let one of our experienced agents give you a free consultation. We know all about insurance, so you don't have to.
Thousands of people around the country are switching from smoking to vaping. This is the Vapor Girl telling you that I turned a lifetime of chain smoking into vaping. Our customers find vaping is cleaner, healthier, and they love our hundreds of flavors that we create right here in Chapel Hill from homegrown tobacco. The Vapor Girl has everything you need to make the switch yourself. No more cigarette smell, no more cigarette butts. Visit one of the Vapor Girl retail locations in Chapel Hill, Durham, and Pittsburgh, each with a vapor bar for sampling. For more information, go to thevaporgirl.com.
Rock Roll Tuesday.
It is.
Ron Stutz along with Freddie Kiger.
Jeff, thanks for having us.
Yeah. Hey, man, I always enjoy these rock and roll trivia questions.
Well, I know you do.
First of all, just so everybody knows, I don't have any clue what that man is going to ask.
But Ron also, I mean, we got to enlighten our audience out here.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Ron was a DJ for many, many years.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, he's well-schooled and healed in this particular genre.
Plus, I have music running through my head constantly. So.
Oh, me too. I mean, I hear a phrase and automatically think of something.
Yeah, me too.
But, I mean, you were like Ron John.
Yep, that's right.
On what was the call letters of the AM station?
I was at WRMT in Rocky Mount.
WRMT. Yeah. Big Bong, 5 minutes back to Big Hour 5 o'clock here on the 5850. We got some great tunes to play.
42 degrees at the airport, and who cares? Because nobody lives in the airport.
We got some boss tunes in the boss town that my boss told me to play.
Sit back and relax and listen to my wax. Glad to see your face in the place.
Oh.
Yeah, baby.
Oldie but goldie to make you feel moldy.
I already feel that way.
Oh, man. Well, so we got one today. Oh, by the way, tonight.
Yeah.
Men are hosting William and Mary.
All right.
Nick and Tony were out of town, so they won't be there, but William and Mary will.
Well.
And the women host Albany, so we wish the men and women's basketball teams good luck.
Yeah, there's a chance that William and Mary won't show up, and if so, we'll play Bartles and James.
No, that'd be interesting. Or Barnes and Noble.
That's right.
Yeah. Or Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Yeah, all four of them.
Merrill,
just one shy of a
Sacco and Vanzetti, Rowan and Martin,
the original Five Temptations, David Ruffin, Eddie Kendricks, Melvin Franklin, Otis Williams, and Paul Williams.
Very good.
All right, man.
But today we're doing number one hits.
Okay.
Number one hits.
All right.
Here we go, folks. I'm handing Ron the disc early on.
I'm not looking at it.
50 years ago. 50 years ago this day.
Oh, my God.
This was the number one tune in the U.S. of A. Name it.
Uh-huh.
And the group.
That was.
And the label.
That was 1964.
That would be correct.
The name of the song, the name of the group.
And the label.
All right. And so you want me to play it, right?
Put that needle down.
On the right
Put
side.
That needle down on the vinyl.
Okay. All right.
Give us a call at 919-929-WCHL.
Which is 9245. And you can be a winner.
All right, there you go, and that's as much as you're going to get. Name the group, the song, and the label, and you will win today's Freddie Kiger Trivia Question $10 gift card available over at Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. If you can name the group, the song, and the label, that is the answer to today's Freddie Kiger Trivia Question. Call us up, and you will be a winner.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Susan and Paul Sharesian have launched a fundraiser for the old Varsity Theater in downtown Chapel Hill.
The Varsity Theater with the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership has launched a Kickstarter campaign, and the project is basically trying to raise funds so we can convert at least one of our theaters from 35 millimeter to digital projection.
Hollywood has stopped producing film, so we need to convert to digital in order to stay viable in the market. And without being able to display digital projection, there's a possibility that we could go out of business or go dark.
Susan and Paul Sharesian are today's WCHL hometown hero because of their extensive involvement in the community.
Since we've taken over, between showing the movies and seeing the different folks, all walks of life, between the student life and the folks that live here, part of our plan when we opened the theater was, in addition to running movies, we would run a community events. And as you mentioned, the Community Owned Trust runs the annual Christmas show at the Wonderful Life. And we do so many different shows, and we just get so many people into place that don't actually go downtown all the time. So it's just interesting to see those folks come down. And it's, you know, both of us are involved in the community in different ways. I coach sporting teams within, you know, the Carborough Rec. Susan, she's the president of the Booster Club at Chapel Hill High. So we're involved anyway. So it's just a different way that we reach out.
The Varsity Theater is the Chapel Hill downtown treasure.
When we took over the Varsity 5 years ago, it was really important for us to make a place where families could go for an affordable night out, or students could go on a student budget. And we've maintained that for the last 5 years. And one of the reasons that we've decided to do the Kickstarter campaign was to be able to afford to keep our prices low. We need help from the community to raise the funds to digitize. If we invested, then that would make prices go probably too high and make it unaffordable.
Make it more like a regular theater.
Yeah, make it more like a regular theater.
I know that you've supported so many organizations, Chapel Hill, Carborough City Schools, Porch, UNC Relay for Life, Sweet Melissa Fund, Color of the Hills, Kajaja, and a whole lot more. And now it's time for everybody to give back to you. So how do folks get involved with this Kickstarter campaign, Paul?
Through the Downtown Partnership, there was a website created called Varsity Goes Digital, which basically points directly to the Kickstarter campaign. Mm-hmm. And once you go on that site, on Kickstarter, there's the full story of what we're doing. We produced a video, and basically you can just see how to get involved. We have a bunch of different awards for levels of contribution, and we made them fun, made them different. The goal is to raise $50,000 to convert at least one theater. If we exceed that goal, then we would convert the second theater. We just got to keep the ball rolling and get this done.
Paul and Susan Sharashian, you are today's WCHL Hometown Heroes.
Thank you
very much, Ron.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Baby says she's good to me. Tells me all the time, you see. She said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine.
That, of course, I feel fine. Beatles, Capitol.
Capitol Records on the orange and
orange and yellow
swirl.
Going round and
round. Yeah, round
and
round.
Look at it now.
A great song.
Yep.
Little guitar riff. Yeah. Lennon wrote that song. Of course, all the Beatles songs were either Lennon-McCartney.
Yeah.
But John Lennon actually wrote this particular song while in the studio recording 8 days a week. And, of course, the song marks one of the earliest uses
of feedback
as a recording effect. Right. And John Lennon always maintained, he said, hey, I was the first.
I invented feedback.
Yeah. But it was good.
Yeah, it was good
feedback. I loved it, too.
Lots of times feedback is not good.
No.
You're on stage, you get feedback, you know. But that particular thing is really good. That's right.
And then went right into the riff.
I love it, man. I love that early Beatles stuff.
I love the stuff right about now. Paperback Writer, Ticket to Ride, I Feel Fine, right there, that Revolver.
Yeah.
Rubber Soul. Then I also love the psychedelic stuff.
Yeah, me
too. With the creativity and...
Yeah.
And,
different stages and phases. Faces and stages of the Beatles.
You know, in their
short
six-year-long
career.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Man, great stuff.
Yeah, so everybody, hope you feel fine today. Yeah,
exactly. I hope so, too.
And we'll see you tomorrow, which will be New Year's...
All right.
...Eve.
And don't celebrate too much tonight.
No. Well, don't... particularly because it's the night before.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just save yourself.
You might want to get started.
Okay,
get
prime the pump. All right, see you, everybody. See you tomorrow, Ron.
All right, man.
And Jesse Bathnight was our winner of the trivia contest today. Jesse takes home the $10 gift card from Cruiser's Convenient Marketplace. Time now for weather that's brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. For today, cloudy, rain, and drizzle likely. Mainly this morning, it will be cooler. Temperatures will stay steady in the upper 30s. Right now, it is 39 outside. This report brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, the home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off of I-40 at the 751 exit.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.